to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Yes, everyone, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. And I'm here with my kick, Mr. B. Dr. P and Mr. B joining us here today, joining you. Everybody's joined together. I want to welcome everyone to the show. We've got a great show planned for you today. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, is going to be joining us shortly. So I wonder if you all have the toll-free number. Because what we're going to be doing, for many of you that know Sue Storm, she's been a regular on the Dr. Pat Show since day one, just about. And she's joining us here today because what we do, at least once a month with Sue, is we give every one of you out there a way to connect with her and come on air, and Sue will do an angel reading for you. The other thing that she does just amazingly well is she's able to give you the names of your angels. Now, believe it or not, she has two incredible books out, and she's getting ready to have her third published, I believe. And so as she joins us today, you're going to know a lot about her talent, but more importantly, you're going to know a lot about your angels. She's been on over 1,500 radio and television shows worldwide, and her numerous accomplishments as an international author, inspirational speaker, angelic advisor has established her as one of the most respected and admired people today doing this work. For those of you that want more information about Sue, what I would love to do is give you the website, theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. Lots of information there. Also information about how you can connect with her personally. So what we do when Sue comes on is we open up the phone lines, and I'm going to give you the 800 number, which is 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819. And when Sue comes on, she'll be joining us in a few minutes. You will be able to connect with her, and more importantly, you'll be able to connect with your angels. So we're thrilled to have that happen. Now, I want to take a few minutes to talk about a few other things. And as I do that, I'm going to put on my glasses here because I totally like need them to see. And I'm going to pull a prosperity card off. We are starting to bring back our prosperity card events that we were doing every day. We're going to do that again. And so, you know, what is it that you can do to set up your intention for today? Well, for me, I like to have things that are visually in front of me. So there are a couple of things I do in the morning. First of all, I pull a card from my medicine deck, and usually get from that deck, I get information about my totem for the day, my totem for a project. And many of you did hear the story that I shared about my journey in the desert. And I'm actually going to do another show around that. And I'm going to share, you know, the continuation of that story. Of what then happened when I found my way back to base camp. What were some of the other things that happened? Because what I shared with you was the first series of trips that I would make on this vision quest. And that particular trip was my first where I actually went out to find my vision quest site. You know, so imagine a base camp, kind of like you hear about when people are climbing mountains. They have a base camp, and then a group of people sort of go off and go up and you know, take off to find, you know, the top of the mountain. So it's kind of the same on Vision Quest. What that means is, what happens is, you go off and you find a site that you are going to spend, in my case, 4 days. And those 4 days you spend with just water. So the first time out to find this site, you know, you kind of go out and you say, where do I want to spend 4 days with? And that's the short story I shared with many of you on the radio. As a matter of fact, that show is in the archives if you want to if you want to listen to it, it's definitely in the archives. You can just go to thedrpatshow.com, and you'll pretty soon you'll be able to see it on the homepage because we're going to feature it. So many of you wanted to have more information, wanted to download it, and have listened to it over and over and over again. If you go to the website and you search on the word purpose and passion, you'll see the show from May 16th will come up, and it's titled Purpose and Passion, Finding Your Oasis in the Desert of Your Mind. And so what I love about sharing that story is that that was one of several trips. And so what I'm going to be doing in the next segment that I get, where I have an hour to share phase two of that, I'm going to share the story of the fuzzy bee. And the fuzzy bee was the next, quote, totem symbol that actually showed up for me in the desert. Now, why is that so important? Who the heck cares about a fuzzy bee? Well, let me just share this with you. As a child, I stepped into a hornet's nest. I was about five years old. And we had this bungalow that we would go to in Jersey. I don't even know where it is, but I loved being at this place. It was totally country, and what I love about it was the fact that I got to run around, unlike living in the Bronx, where I couldn't even cross the street without getting a spanking from my dad, but I got to be at this place where, for me, I could hang out. So here I was, and I think we were trying to play a little ping pong back and forth, and the little ping pong ball hit some brush, let's call it. And I ran over very excitedly and energetically and put my hand in and jumped into this ground cover and stepped into a what I now know as a yellow jacket nest. So my story in the desert talks about how I grew up with this fear of bees. I'm telling you, as a five-year-old, I had all of these yellow jackets attached to my legs as I was running home. So, you know, those of you that have children know that that is a scary thing. And so over, you know, the years, I got really afraid of bees. And the next leg that I share about the oasis in the desert of your mind is about the lesson that fuzzy bees in the desert taught me and taught me about facing fear. So the next segment that we're going to do is about fear. And so we're scheduling that. Now I'm going to share the continuation of my four-day trip, my four-day vision quest, which is very, very cool. But today's show is about Sue Storm, the angel lady. And I got a prosperity card that I pulled, and I want to read it to you. Because this is all part of it, you know, body, mind, spirit. And I've mentioned to several of you that we are putting the details together on Dr. Pat's Holistic Makeover, and everyone out there is going to have an opportunity to sign up for it. Those of you that are in Sarasota, Florida, you're going to have an opportunity to participate. Those of you that are listening in Boston, Cape Cod, you're going to have an opportunity to participate. Those of you that are listening in Seattle, you're going to have an opportunity to participate. Everyone's going to have an opportunity to participate. But today's card is about the physical aspect of that. And here it is, Prosperity Law number 57. Thank you, Heidi Bayer, for creating the Harmony cards. And if you want to find out more information about those, you can go to prosperitycards.com. That is prosperitycards.com. My buddy Heidi created these in 1992. Here's the deal. I take care of my physical well-being and strive towards balance and serenity. Yeah, you got to take care of the human skin. Your body is the vehicle with which you experience the world. Take care of your health on all levels. You will discover and create more joy and prosperity within and without. Your health is your greatest wealth. Your health is your greatest wealth. And as a matter of fact, we are thrilled to be, we're going to also introduce you to an incredible seminar that's coming to Seattle, the Seattle area. But those of you that are in other parts of the country, they are traveling there as well. And it has to do with being our best. You're going to hear a lot of information about those folks and why that's important for us to tap into it. But today we have Sue Storm, the angel lady. I want to make sure everybody out there's got the toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Sue Storm, the angel lady, kicking it up with us. Hey, Sue, welcome to the show.
Thanks. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, you got to be kidding. Everybody is just like rocking it completely.
Good.
It's a great day. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you.
Well, we're opening up the phone lines, and we're going to make sure that everyone out there knows that we're going to be doing angel readings with you today. We're going to be answering questions. You're going to help folks connect with their angels to get their answers. And we've got a toll-free number to handle all of that. 1-800-930-2819. We already have our Whitney from Sarasota calling in. So I want to make sure everybody has that number. And when we come back from break, we're going to bring you on. Sue Storm is in the house. 1-800-930-2819. Toll free. Love to connect you with Sue Storm. Sue, do you have a theme for today?
Love.
Love.
Love makes the world go round. How about that one?
I love love. Let's take a short break, everyone. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Make sure you sign up for our newsletter. We are giving an iPod a month away with the best of Dr. Pat, probably a Sue Storm interview as well. We'll be right back with the show.
This one from your musical disc.
Want to change your life in as little as 60 days guaranteed? And do you want to save money while doing it? Join the thousands of people who have already experienced the Phenomenal Memory online course that'll change your life, guaranteed. Having a phenomenal memory is not a gift, it is a skill. A skill that you can master in as little as 60 days. Just imagine how your life would change if you suddenly had the ability to memorize entire books. Listeners of the Dr. Pat Show save $75 on the e-course. So visit pmemory.net and download The Secrets of a Phenomenal Memory ebook and find out more about this special offer. That's pmemory.net, and that's a P as in phenomenal. pmemory.net.
Stay informed. Sign up for the Dr. Pat Show weekly newsletter to find out about giveaways, extraordinary interviews, workshops, special events, and more. Go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for the newsletter now. Are you tired of treating your animal companions with toxic drugs? Do chronic, degenerative, or disabling conditions affect your horses or pets' quality of life? Quantum Healing, created by Dr. Susan Seeley, with over 25 years as a veterinarian and 40 in the equestrian field, brings hope of true health and healing for your pet or equine companion. Visit quantumvet.com. Learn how quantum healing can benefit your animal companion. That's quantumvet.com.
Are you the owner or manager of a struggling small business? Do you feel alone in your battles? The Small Biz Sherpa can help. Do you want to increase sales or decrease costs? Do you wish your employees were more motivated or cared as much as you do about the bottom line? Call the Small Biz Sherpa. Learn how you can change your company's fortunes by involving and engaging your staff. Create bonus and incentive programs that pay your people more while improving your bottom line. The Small Biz Sherpa has done it himself, and now he'll show you how to do it too. Visit smallbizsherpa.com or call 206-505-9752. That's smallbizsherpa.com. smallbizsherpa.com.
Be sure and sign up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter so you can find out about the latest guests, events, promotions, and giveaways. Visit thedrpatshow.com and register now.
Are the magic and mysteries of Egypt calling you? Picture yourself meditating inside the Great Pyramid, relaxing on a Nile cruise and exploring the sacred temples. For travel that transforms and rejuvenates you, join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for a spiritual and healing journey to Egypt in October. Call for information at 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com. That's EgyptIsCalling.com.
Notice anything different? You should. There's no other station like Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Darling angel, closer than my peeps you are to me, baby. Shorty, you're my
angel. Yeah, you're my angel. You're you're my baby. And, yep, Sue Storm, the angel lady, is definitely so. Sue, how the heck are ya?
Oh, I'm doing just great, thank you. And my love book is finished, and that's what's on my mind, so that's what we can talk about today.
Well, I got to tell you, phones are all lit up. Everybody's waiting on there. And let's just go right to the phones. What do you think?
Okay. Yeah.
All right, Benny.
Okay, let's bring on Whitney from Sarasota, Florida. She's calling in. She looks like she's just got a generic future question. We'll see what's in the works for her. Whitney.
Hey, Whitney. Welcome to the show.
Hi. How are you?
Hey, good. Have you gotten your angels from Sue Storm yet?
No.
Okay. Well, she can give you your angels, and then she'll address your question. Sue, let me introduce you to Whitney.
Hi, Whitney. Hi. How you doing?
Hi. Hey. I'm great. I'm doing well. I'm happy to talk to you.
Oh, wonderful. Okay. Well, you have Rachel, the angel of inspiration, is the first one. And Kevin is the angel of friendship and communication. So that's your second one. And your archangel is Gabriel, messages and communication. You have a lot with communication. Is that a field you're in, or are you good at getting your point across? What?
well, language. I've always been into languages and communication. Absolutely. I've thought about going into counseling, and I do a lot of writing, and perfect. I'm at a kind of a crossroads now. Yeah, where maybe you're giving me a good direction as to where to go.
Well, your angels are right there with you on this one. So
it's good. It's good to know.
Do you have a question?
Well, I am at a big crossroads in my life, and I have a lot sort of behind me right now. There's been some losses experienced, but now I'm going forward, and I have it's a little overwhelming to have almost so much freedom, to choose, I could relocate right now or not, and I could, pick a new avenue career-wise. So I was just wondering what you saw for me, or if you could give me a good direction to go in.
Well, what path are you on right now? Because the angels are saying stay on the right path, so and the right path meaning the one that you're already headed for. So what are you doing now?
Right now I'm doing freelance writing, so maybe it's to get into that more.
And that's for your communication angels, too. Yes, I would say that that's a good place for you to go. They're agreeing with me.
Nice. Wonderful.
Okay.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Oh,
I really appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Whitney. Thanks for tuning in. For those of you listening, Sue Storm, the angel lady, is with us here today, and we have opened up the phone lines. She is doing readings. She'll connect you with your angels. She'll even tell you who your angels are. 1-800-930-2819. That's the toll-free number for the Dr. Pat Show from just about anywhere. Benny, you're the man.
All right. I appreciate that, Dr. Pat. And we have Marta. I believe it's Marta from Seattle. Marta, are you there?
Hi.
Hey, pleasure to welcome to the show. I guess you have a question on career, do you?
Yes, I do.
All right, go for it.
Okay, I just kind of want to know what directions I should have as far as career-wise.
Can you give me some information, like what are you doing now? What do you like to do? Give me a little information.
Normally, I like to write. I'm doing some CNA work right now, and I'm looking for a loan person job.
I didn't get that. A loan?
You're looking
loan processor?
Yeah, loan processor. You're looking for a loan processor job. Cool.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I keep looking. They tell me it's going to come through for you.
Awesome. That's fantastic.
They say you're good with numbers, and this is going to inspire you also.
Awesome. Who are my angels? What are their names?
All right, let's give her angels. I love this.
Right. Well, Nancy is the angel of productivity, helping you get things done, and so she's going to help. And then I want to give you one to help you find your job. Corey, the angel of career development, is an extra one to help you find your job. Joseph, the angel of joy, certainly is around you. And your archangel is Raphael, healing and compassion.
Awesome. That's fantastic. Thank you so much.
Good luck for you. Bye-bye.
Thanks, bye.
All right, Benny, who do we want to go to next?
Okay, we're going to run off to another caller. We have now Dory calling in from Seattle, Washington. She has a question about career as well.
Oh, good.
Dory, are you there?
Hi, Dory. Dory,
you there? All right, we'll come back to Dory and see if she's...
Dory, are you there?
We'll bring her back. Sue from Seattle is now waiting for us. She also has another career question.
Sue, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Tell me what's up with your career. What do you want to know?
I want to know who my angels are.
Okay.
Who's funny to talk to? Keep it going the way it's going. It's going good. I think it's going good. It's going good for me, so that's all that matters.
Let's see who's on your team.
Well, you have Jacob, who's the angel of education, learning, performance, knowledge. That's one of your angels. And then Lorena, who's the angel of divine grace. She has a wealth of spiritual blessings. And your archangel is Michael, guidance and protection, and he's the top archangel. So he's making things run smoothly for you.
Excuse me. I couldn't hear you, Sue. Can you speak up a little bit?
I'll give you the names again. Jacob.
Right.
Lorena, L-O-R-E-N-A.
Okay.
And Archangel Michael.
And Michael. Oh, good. This is who I need to be referring to. Are there any messages for me?
You know, they just say you're a terrific lady. You have a good spirit and bright eyes. They tell me, and you have a lot going for you.
Good. Well, that's a good thing. I hope it all keeps going in the right direction.
Well, you know what? So long as you keep the attitude and the energy you have, you are absolutely going to keep the energy going.
Good.
So,
you
don't have to worry about that. Just stay focused on what you want to accomplish because you've got the energy and the vibration to magnetize it.
Yeah, I feel that too.
Okay, rub that all over us, would you?
There you go.
All right. Thank you, Sue. Thanks a lot. Okay, Benny.
Well, we'll check back to see if Dory's still with us. Dory, are you still calling
in
from Seattle? There we go.
Okay. Hi there.
Now, have you gotten your angels from Sue yet?
No.
First time. I love this. Let's do it.
Great.
Okay, well, you have Lucian, L-U-C-I-A-N, who's the angel of resources, opportunities, and prosperity.
Great.
And then you have Katrina, there's the money angel, the angel
Great.
Of prosperity, health, and happiness. And they were talking earlier about you have your health, you have your wealth. And Raphael is your archangel, healing and compassion.
Great.
Okay, now you have a question, Dory, don't you?
Yeah,
it's another career question, right?
Yeah, I'm concerned. I work in genetics, and I've hit the ceiling where I work at.
Uh-huh.
And I'm just wondering where I should head for my future.
Okay. All right, let me ask you a question. When you say you hit the ceiling, are you talking about the degree to which you can go higher in the organization?
The opportunity could be there, but the management puts people in certain spots and tells you that's where you're going to be, so you really don't have a chance to learn new things.
Got it. And sounds like you want to learn some new stuff.
Oh, definitely.
All right, Sue, how can we help her?
Your angels are saying two things. One, if you stay where you are, you need to pick up a something else, not necessarily a job, but a hobby or something to keep you stimulated, because not only are you financially as high as they're going to let you go, you have to be stimulated. You have to have fun. You have to be creative.
It's really true.
Yeah, either that or you're going to have to find another place. But right now, this one doesn't seem too bad. It just seems like you have to add something to it.
I'm in a holding pattern.
Okay.
Yeah, it feels like I'm in a holding pattern.
Can I ask you a question? Do you want to stay in the holding pattern?
No.
Okay, so what I would like you to do is, and this is the hit I'm getting, we have got to envision liftoff for you.
Oh, that'd be great.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the thing that comes to mind for me, and please create your own, the thing that comes to mind is a really powerful jet.
Okay.
Filled with all of the desires you could ever imagine.
Okay.
Fueled by the passion that you have inside you. and ready to take off and go as high as you want it to go.
Oh, that's great.
So
that's
all
a real
you
good
need to do, turn the key, start the engine, and let's do it.
Okay, that sounds wonderful.
Isn't it cool?
Thank you. And just a real another quick question.
Yeah.
Any possible relationship coming into my future?
Mm.
When you said that, I heard yes, but it was kind of a soft yes, which means to me there's more work to be done, or you have
okay.
to go meet the person, or you know, if you want to talk more about it, my 800 number is 800-323-1790.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you so much. I don't want to take any more of your time. I know you've got other callers, but thank you so much.
Okay. Thanks
you
for
guys,
calling
I love
in.
Your program.
Thank you.
Just
thanks, Dory. Thanks
I
a
just
lot.
Listening to it, and I love it. Thank
oh,
you.
Cool. You know what? I don't know about you, but I'm getting chills about the whole jet engine thing. Would you please do me a favor?
Sure.
Could you reserve me a seat in first class?
Oh, you've got it.
Okay. Off we go. Benny, you're going to have to find a jet plane song.
Uh-oh.
Let's take a short break. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us here today. As we always do with Sue, we connect you. 1-800-930-2819. That's a toll-free number right here on the Dr. Pat Show. If you want to find out more about Sue, go to the website, theangellady.net. And when we return, we're going to be taking the remainder of your calls. And we're going to be asking Sue for some additional insight around changing the vibration. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I don't know where to start.
Find out how you can turn any obstacle to boost your life to the next level. Discover how you can overcome your fear with faith and courage to create amazing results. These strategies are taught by Julie Thong, a Cambodian genocide survivor. Julie is an inspirational speaker, entrepreneur, and author of Kantaya, My Courageous Quest for Love and Freedom, and The Power of Fear. Face everything and rejoice. Call 888-842-2008. Or visit juliethong.com.
Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine, the Bay Area's premier magazine for holistic, alternative, and complementary health. Tampa Bay Wellness informs and inspires you about choices and opportunities for a more balanced, healthy, and happy life. You can find Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine at over 700 locations in the Tampa Bay Area or online at tampabaywellness.com. Tampa Bay Wellness Magazine is the natural choice for physical, mental, and spiritual enlightenment.
Susan Kovalik, international speaker and author from the Center for Effective Learning, has created a character education program designed for teachers and parents. The Lifelong Guidelines and Life Skills provide the language and tools to guide children and teens into becoming caring and responsible citizens. To learn more about this dynamic and life-changing program, call 253-815-8800 or visit thecenterforlearning.com. That's the center, the number four, learning.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have, cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Topperson Pain Relief and Healing Cream. Topperson relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Topperson and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you hurt. We want to help. We are so sure that Topperson will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief without side effects, just ask for Topperson. Topperson is now available at Fred Meyer, Natural Food, and other fine stores. Go to Topperson.com for a store near you or call 1-800-959-1007. Topperson.com or 1-800-959-1007. Topperson, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
Are you ready for greater clarity, courage, and commitment to live your passions? Are you ready to succeed in sync with your soul? Are you ready to honor your soul in any situation? With 21 years of experience, Sasha Sabbath is a leadership soul coach and certified passion test facilitator at 415-328-2631. That's 415-328-2631. Or visit leadershipsoulcoach.com.
You're listening to the refreshingly different Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
The way I feel about someone so fine.
like talking to an angel. I get to talk to an angel every day. Mr. B, who's across from me.
My wings have been pulled back today. So I can't fly away.
Yeah, you definitely can't. I wouldn't be happy if you did, Benny.
Nah, I'd be all right.
I'd be flying
I'm
after
cool.
you, dude.
I'm cool.
You know, I'm going to have to get Dory. I think it was Dory, right? Who has got the jet plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we would have to get the jet plane and go get you and hunt you down.
whoa, hunt me down?
Yeah, we would.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, because I know you'd be hiding from me.
No.
We're not even going to go there. Yep. We're not going anywhere,
everyone.
Come on,
Sue, what do you think about that? She's going to hunt me down and tie me up.
That's a whole other show.
I added the tie me up.
That's going to be a whole other show we do at Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. As a matter of fact, that is a show we should do with Sue. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady here. We're taking your calls. We're doing readings today. The toll-free number for you to call from wherever you're listening from, if you're driving in your car in Cape Cod or you're listening someplace in California, it doesn't matter. Those of you that listen from the Midwest, this number works for everyone. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. If you haven't gotten your angels yet, we'd like to give them to you. If you've got a burning question, want to hear what Sue Storm and the angels say, this is the time to do it. Benny, you're the man.
All right, I want to attempt this name here. Is it Evila or is it Evila?
Whoa. Evelia.
Evelia, pleased to meet you. Welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm doing well. And yourself?
Right on. It sounds like you're running around in
our wonderful
Seattle weather. It's raining.
Yes, I know. I apologize. It probably sounds really bad, huh?
Yeah, it's not too bad.
It's pouring.
It is pouring. Let me ask you a question. Have you gotten your angels from Sue yet?
No, and that would be the first thing I'd like to have.
Okay,
yeah.
And then you want to talk about some love stuff.
Well, she said she wanted to talk about love on the show today, so I wanted to assist her on that.
All right, let's do the angels first, Sue.
Okay, well, let's start with Bettina, Bettina. That's the angel of creativity, and she says you're very creative with your mind and your spirit. And then you also, is that right?
I'm an artist.
Oh, you're an artist. See, that's just so cool. All
that's right, right on.
And Barry, B-A-R-R-Y, who's the angel of strength, endurance, and support.
But yeah,
and
Barry's cool.
And your archangel is Gabriel, excuse me, messages and communication.
Who was the archangel?
Gabriel, messages.
And Gabriel also works with art. So being an artist, you have the art angel and also the creativity angel.
Okay.
Awesome.
So let me ask you, what question, burning question, do you have for Sue and the angels?
Well, I just wanted to know if I've been single for quite a while, and I wanted to know if there was something that the angels could tell me about any blockages that I might have towards, you know, having a relationship so I can work on them.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to tell you and anyone else listening is Tarina, T-E-R-I-N-A, Tarina. Is the angel of attraction. She's the one that helps you attract who you're looking for. As far as a block, I don't see a block. I just think you haven't gotten to the place where it's time yet. It seems like this is a time issue. So give it another couple months and then go from there.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right. You know, you could get on that jet plane that Dory had, too. If you want to kick it up and, you know, speed up your love life, create a different jet plane experience and, you know, get the visualization of what you want to show up, okay?
Excellent. Yes, I will. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in. Benny, we've got some more folks waiting for us. Again, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, we're taking your calls. 1-800-930-2819. 1-800-930-2819. As the phones are ringing, who do you want to go to?
Oh, we'll bring on now Lisa calling in from Seattle. And just a reminder, folks, if you're on a cell phone and you're driving around in Seattle, pull over. Help us out a little bit. Cool. Lisa, welcome to the show.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi, thank you.
Hey.
Hi, thank you.
Welcome to the show. Have you gotten your angels yet from Sue?
I have in the past.
Okay. But you have a specific question, right?
A question about love and romance and how do you attract the ones you want to? Because I seem to attract some that I don't want.
I
didn't hear the beginning. I heard, I didn't hear the rest of it.
Well, I'm going to help with this, too.
Okay.
How do you attract the people that you really want from, you know, a romantic point of view? Because it sounds like Lisa is really good at attracting folks that she doesn't really want.
Okay, good.
Well, and I cover this in my new book, Angel First Aid, RX or True Love. That's part of it. But it's hard to attract someone that's on a different vibrational frequency than you are. So if what you're looking for, you need to improve in yourself. And if you're looking for more honesty, more integrity, or dependability or whatever, start working on that in yourself, and then it automatically brings in someone with a like vibrational frequency. Does that make sense to you?
It does. I think my problem is I'm friendly. I'm friendly to a lot of men, and they misinterpret. I mean, I'm not even going out with them, but they misinterpret.
Yeah. Well, it's a matter of kind of asking the angels. Ask Tarina to pinpoint what it is you need and who it is you need, and then to just grab them and bring them in. You know, kind of like I say, take a lasso and just bring them in. And in your visualization, or that little rocket ship we're talking about, you just kind of bring them in. You make yourself a magnet, and you attract them.
Okay.
Okay?
I like that. Thank you.
Good.
Okay, Lisa, I think you've got it. Can I say something to you?
Yeah.
All right. So sometimes what happens is, especially, and I'm picking up on your energy, you have a very open energy, and that is something to be really, really grateful for. You really do. And so there may be folks that are drawn to you, and that's really okay. What happens with that is it just gives you one more thing to learn in this life, and that is, once they are drawn to you, how to create a healthy boundary. Does that make sense?
Yes, definitely.
You can still be kind to them, but sometimes you have to be direct.
Yeah.
You know, kind of like with Benny. I'd say, Benny, look, honey, I love you. I love you. And if I were into younger men, you'd be the first on my list. All right?
Hey, me too, Benny.
Yeah, that's it. So I just wanted to share that with you. So
don't
put yourself down for attracting people, because that's truly a gift. Okay?
Okay, thank you.
That's a gift. All right, Lisa, thank you for joining us today.
And I guess everybody here, you'll have to take a number. Okay.
I'll have to settle for having you in my book. That's the best I can do at this
That
time.
Works for me, too. What kind of book is it? No, I'm just joking.
Oh, well, I can't wait to hear that.
And exactly. Mike's calling in from Tacoma now. He's got a question about health. So, Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Mike, what's the deal, dude?
Hey, what's happening, Dr. Pat?
Everything is happening. Everything.
All right. You got Benny and the Jets next year. and Sue, God bless you for all that you do for us.
Isn't she totally awesome?
Yeah. Right now, I feel like I'm going through kind of another bump in my life. I'm going into next week on the 12th. I'm going in for a prostate procedure, and I just want to find out how that's going to turn out. And then the other end is going to be like finding, you know, meaning and purpose and being financially stable, love and job. So that's a whole bunch right now.
This is a couple-hour show, Mike.
Yeah, I'm sorry. You can make it short and quick with me. You know, I'm easy to get along with.
Well, I think the most important thing in staying in present time, the most important thing is that there are operation or whatever your procedure, whatever, is going to work out fine. Actually, I hear better than you expect.
Okay,
so,
I'm glad to hear that.
I think that's our immediate thing. And
yeah, with that.
Yeah. And, you're making progress. The other things are just step-by-step coming along, so you're making progress.
Okay, so you think I'm just moving a little bit too fast because I'm a Virgo and I move like lightning. So I don't know if I have to have patience or what, but I just feel like I'm kind of stuck sometimes.
Okay, well, I don't know that it's the Virgo part. It's just the staying in present time. Trying, what do I need to do right this minute? What's important right this minute? And that type of thing.
Okay, in regards to what angels would be beneficial for me?
I'm sorry, what angels?
I said, what angels would be beneficial?
Sure. Okay, well, the one I hear is Robert, the angel of balance, to keep you balanced and stable and bring you peace of mind. That's what you need right now.
Okay, my dear.
Okay.
And,
take care. Bye-bye.
Yeah, you have a beautiful, safe week, too.
Hey, you too. And you know what, Mike? that Virgo energy, you need to channel that and focus that, because there's nothing more powerful than a Virgo that is focused. Tell me about it. Best friend Linda's all about it. So we've got a couple of more folks joining us here today. Should we start and go to the phones, Benny, or do you want to go to break?
We should probably just start fresh with after the break. It'd work easier for us.
So before we go to break, let's give out some information about you and let people know what you're going to be offering them today.
Sure, absolutely. Well, I'm going to 10% off on any products, my miracle card, my two angel first aid books, or consultation, my regular prices. And also, I will be picking someone and giving them a gift certificate. We haven't gotten there yet, but one of the callers will get a gift certificate for a consultation where they can talk to their angels and improve their life wherever they are now and move to wherever they want to be. My website is theangellady.net. That's theangellady.net. My 800 number to set up an appointment or to get a little angel reading or whatever is 800-323-1790. And that's also the number to get copies of the books if you'd like them. And let's see, what else? And my my internet radio show is called Angel Talk, and you can access it through my website, theangellady.net.
All right, everyone, that sounds great. We'll take a short break. When we come back, we've got Marie and we've got Margaret. We're going to be kicking it up with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. Stay tuned to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back.
What does it take to feel young again? To be filled with vitality? To wake up feeling clear and refreshed? To live without allergies? More and more Americans are wondering if it's even possible. Founder of the Life Force Center in Los Angeles, Dr. Jeffrey McCombs, has been researching, developing, and refining a unique system that doctors and patients from around the world are saying offers them all of this and more. Visit LifeForcePlan.com or call 1-888-236-7780.
Tune in your radio to hear Carrie O'Connor, master visionary, medium, and clairvoyant, as she uses her amazing psychic gifts to help you step into your divine power and begin to create the life of your dreams. Carrie will read your unique energy field, connecting you with the treasures of your soul, your passions, and your true life purpose. Don't miss Carrie's weekly astounding and energetic predictions. Fasten your seatbelt as you take a wild ride with Carrie O'Connor. Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific. Listen live at thedrpatshow.com.
Mama Kitty had no hope. Shot and dumped in a rural area with her kittens. She was terrified, hungry, and exhausted. A good Samaritan found her and knew that Posado's Safe Haven could help. Posado's Safe Haven is a small sanctuary that's making a big difference to animals in need like Mama Kitty. Our mission is to improve the lives of animals who fell through the cracks, those typically not served by humane shelters. Located on 80 beautiful pastoral acres in Monroe, Washington, our barns are filled with over 250 rescued dogs, cats, and farm animals. Want to meet Mama Kitty? Volunteer with us. Make a difference to our animals as they enrich your life as well. Please visit PosadosSafeHaven.org about volunteer opportunities. Posados Safe Haven. That's Posado, P-A-S-A-D-O, SafeHaven.org.
People want three things when they build and plan for retirement. The most amount of money for the longest amount of time with the least amount of risk. Now, I'm sure you currently have a 401k or an IRA of some kind. However, there are five things that can wipe out your current retirement plan, like disability, market loss, taxes, litigation, and premature death. Call today to find out how our retirement plan is protected from these five financial storms. And remember, retirement planning should come with a peace of mind, not uncertainty. So call 888-252-3083 or visit debt-free. MCA.com.
The year 2012 and the great shift of the ages. The biggest story ever and the clock's ticking. Tired of all the doomsday predictions? Jack Alice has written a blockbuster novel, Infinity's Flower, showing us a vision of the new world and the vital role we play in creating it. Find out how at www.infinitiesflower.com. That's infinitiesflower.com.
Lewis and Clark would be proud. We're exploring new territory on the air every day right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Turn up your happiness.
just a fool, a fool in love. Okay, welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. I was just singing to Benny right there for a moment. Just lost my head. Sue Storm, the Angel Lady, joining us today. We've got Marie and Margaret waiting. Benny, what would you like to do?
Well, let's head up north to Everett, Washington. We have Marie standing by. She wants to know about her angel, Gabriella.
Hey, Marie. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Okay, what do you want to know about Gabriella?
Well, I just decided I was going to ask my guardian angel its name, and I went a little mental, so nothing came up. But the next day, unbidden, the name Gabriella came up. So I'm just interested if you have any information around that.
Okay, Sue,
okay,
there you
an
go.
An angel named Gabriella, is that
yes,
what you said?
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Wow, beautiful.
Yeah,
it is. I just see a picture of her in front of me, and she's absolutely tall, elegant, and beautiful.
Yeah, I get that, too.
Wow.
Super powerful.
Yes, yes, yes. You're a lucky lady.
Oh, thank you.
To have that angel. She's super special. And you want to know what she does? Is that what you would like to know, too?
Just any information around her?
Yeah, and I think that there's some information, you know, that I'm getting that she actually wants you to have a conversation with her, but you go first, Sue.
Oh, okay. Well, Rachel is the angel of inspiration, and somehow the two of them work together. So she's someone to inspire you, and you know, it just feels like she's kind of like soothing you but moving you forward, almost like she's patting you on the shoulder and kind of pushing you in the right direction. That's what I hear. Does that feel?
Marie, does that make sense to you?
It does.
Let me ask you, are you dragging your feet on something?
Well, actually, I'm just kind of going through, you know, sacred transformation and being able to be courageous and abandon my power and to be whole. Mm. So those are, you know, I'm just moving my energy, and I'm actually taking a class about living your dreams or embracing your dreams, and the class is deepening with the classmates. And that was a question she asked that our guardian angel its name, and so it was just kind of, it felt like the soothing and the moving forward and letting go of the old and moving into this space of owning my wholeness in all areas of my life. So
yeah, that's it. That's what I'm getting to. I love that.
Thank you.
Sue, do you have any message or message from any of the other angels for Marie?
You know what? I just feel warm. I feel warmth and love and generosity. The angels are just inspired by you and working to inspire you. You know, I mean, they're it's just a combination of warmth and love and generosity. That's what I keep hearing.
Well, thank you so much. You guys
okay,
have a
take care.
Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, Marie. Thanks for joining us here today. Okay, Benny, I think we have one more caller.
Yep, we have time to wrap it up with Margaret. She's calling in from Seattle, Washington. She wants to, ask about her mom who's recently passed away.
Hi, Margaret. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for taking my call. Would you mind if I change the question? It's more applicable right now.
Whatever you like.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
I have a 19-year-old son. He gets these red hands that come off and on, and actually they kind of turn to blue. He said a bluish. I've seen red. And I was wondering if you could read if this is possibly a past life type issue or if you could get some type of reading on that.
Mm.
You know what I'd like to do? We were talking about a gift certificate. The angels want to give you a gift certificate.
Oh,
so we can talk more about this off air.
Oh, beautiful.
And we can talk more about your son. And so you want to just call 800-323-1790.
Uh-huh.
And we'll set up a time and give you more information on that.
That is beautiful. I've talked with you off air, probably about a half a year ago, and you were beautiful, and I have your two books.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Yeah. I'm so happy.
Yeah, and okay. I'm so happy, too.
Okay, good. Well, we'll talk again.
I love
Thank
that,
you.
Margaret. I
Thank
love
you.
That.
Both of you.
All right. Okay. Well, Sue, the great show today. Thank you so much for all that you do. Let's take a minute and talk about the new book. That's very exciting because you and I have been talking about it for, like, what, a long time?
Well, and of course, you and Benny are both in my new book, too.
Okay, Benny and me, we're in the book.
Yeah, well, it's a book about love and all the aspects of love. It's Angel First Aid, RX for True Love. We have a series, Angel First Aid RX for Miracles and Angel First Aid RX for Success, and this is the third in the series. And basically, it's about love in every phase. It's a love of pets, love of life, love of the universe, love of the planet, love of each other, finding soulmates, how to find a soulmate, how to make your relationship better, family section. It's just about love in every way I can think of it.
Yeah, and you know, you and I have been talking about that. I'm so happy for you. But people will have to get the book to find out what Sue says about Benny and about me in her new book. That's going to be kind
true.
Of exciting.
And it may be good news. It may be nice things I'm saying.
it definitely might be. When are you expecting the book to be available? Are you taking pre-orders?
For sure by Christmas, but I don't have an exact date. And you know, next month when I'm on the show, if I know more, I'll tell you.
I love that. I hope we can help and support the launch of that. That would be so wonderful. You've been such a supporter of the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, great. Thank you, Pat.
Even when we were crust busting.
Uh-huh. That's
true. That was the name of the show. You know, so Sue, you know, given where you are writing the book, you know, what do you sense right now from a global point of view? You know, what do you sense? What are the angels saying right now, you know, at the 50,000-foot level?
Yeah, it basically we're in flux. There are times when things are really loving and wonderful, and there are times when we need some extra little help, and the angels are definitely there to do that help.
I love that we have been able to talk about this. Let's just clarify for everyone how easy it is to ask and communicate with our angels.
It's very easy. You communicate with your angels just like you're talking to a friend, just like we're talking today. You say, like I do, Jeremiah, angel of financial security. I kind of pretend I'm pulling on his robes, and I say, come on, let's go. This is a good time. Or Tarina, angel of attraction. I need to find my soulmate. This is important to me, an important part of my life. What do I need to do? And just talk to your angels like you're talking to a friend.
I love it. I love it. Thank you, Sue Storm, for joining us here today. What is your personal message for all of us today?
Again, I'm going to just repeat what I said. Love makes the world go round. If you can find love in your heart, goodness is coming to you.
I so get that. Thank you so much. We love you so much, Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. I cannot wait till you come on again next month and we get an update on the book. Definitely people are going to want it for the holidays. They're going to want to get it for their friends. They're going to do stocking stuffers. Benny and I are going to maybe even read what you've written about us a little bit, at least on air. Thank you, Sue, for joining us today.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.
Thank you, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Want to thank all of the folks that were able to get in today to connect with Sue Storm, the Angel Lady. We're going to be right back here tomorrow for more information about the Dr. Pat Show. We've got a new face look right now, facelift, face look. Our homepage, we're still working with the background, so give us a little time with that. But this is now a forum that we are creating for you to connect on the many, many topics that we covered. Stay tuned. There'll be a lot more coming on that. www.thedrpatshow.com, thedrpatshow.com. Until tomorrow, make sure you dial in, dial up, get your angels on your consciousness cell phone and have a conversation with them. Guidance is already there right in front of you. We've heard it several times today. We've heard it from Jonette earlier today, and it's all about connecting. So we'll see you right back here tomorrow on the Dr. Pat Show. Benny, thank you so much for pushing all the right buttons. Carol, Nick, whoever was answering those phones, thank you as well. We'll see you back here tomorrow.